You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, time now for a new little segment here on the Six Rings Podcast. We thank you for listening, following, and subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Pods, Spotify, Podbean, Pod Ramble, Pod Heart, Pod Jumble, Podistan, Pod is the New Sexy, wherever you happen to get your podcast. That's fine. We don't worry about it so long as you listen, sub, rate, and review. This is Patriots Potpourri, our little junk drawer, if you will, the news, notes, and nuggets segment where we just gather up a couple little things that have been floating around the Foxborough sphere, if you will, and just, you know, toss a couple of takes and opinions before we punch out and call it a day. Andy, I know you love doing this to people all the time. That would be roasting them. And I wanted to get yours and Shime's excitement or your opinion, your take on Tom Brady announcing that he will be the subject of an executive producer for a new Netflix roast-based comedy series, Groat, where they will be roasting some of the greatest of all time. The greatest roasts of all time is going to be the series. Brady's production company, 199 Productions, will be executive producing alongside Jeffrey Ross, the Roastmaster General. He will be roasted at the end of the 2023 season. It didn't say that he's retiring. They'll just film it next offseason, and I guess it'll be released summer of 2023. Andy, how excited are you for this, or do you think we have now reached the peak of Brady saturation and Brady fatigue?
We certainly have reached Brady saturation. Absolutely no question about it. And it concerns me that he is part of the production of this because I am here for an actual Tom Brady roast. If this is legitimate and this is like nothing is off limits, no holds barred, which a good roast is, right? A good roast.
A 100%. There is no canceling. There is no editing. You say what you say and you leave it all on the table.
Exactly. If this is truly a Tom Brady roast, sign me up. I will be watching the second it streams on my Netflix because, hell, I've been roasting Tom Brady for like 10 years and it hasn't gone over all that well around here. But yeah, no, I'm all for it. All for it.
As long as they do it the right way. But if it ends up turning into a Brady and his production company need to see your set list, you have to submit all jokes, no mentioning the kids, no Yoko Bunchen references or whatever, like stuff like that. Nope. Like if it only can just be about the fact that he gets younger as he gets older and blah, blah, blah. No Guerrero jokes or stuff like that.
Well,
no,
if there's not a Guerrero groin rubbing joke by somebody or even worse than that, maybe a little bit more vulgar and inappropriate, then this whole thing is a farce.
It is. Like you
it's 100% true. You have to go as low as low can go.
You got to go just full like bore. You have to go full bore.
It's that simple.
You have to. And you know that, like, if it's going to be just like, you know, one or two, Jeff Ross, one or two comedians that Brady likes, Gronk, Peyton Manning, and one other person, then it's just going to suck. Then it's just going to be like, meh. It shouldn't be meh. Brady should be so confident in his own career resume, so confident in his accomplishments, and so comfortable in his half a billion dollar net worth and growing and general goatness that he shouldn't give a flying shit what anyone else says. As a matter of fact, lay it on him. Get after it. We can swear on this every now and again.
Kids are listening. Think of the children.
Fuck them.
No! Double down. Fitzy's no longer going to be a part of the Six Rings podcast.
Update. Yeah,
Andy, you can eat a bag of Six Rings pod. Thanks for listening, everyone. I can't wait for it. Honest to God, I'll tell you straight up. I've done a few of these before. There is nothing I would kill to be in the audience. Hell, I'd move heaven and earth to just get a 30-second audition in front of whoever is booking or producing the whole thing.
Proceed. Your 30 seconds start now, Mr. Fitzgerald.
I haven't written my jokes.
Oh, I thought you were a real comedian that could just do it like that.
No, not with roast. They take time. This is a surgical operation. I don't want to blow my shot right now. No way. Are you kidding? But I would gladly. I will tell you what, Andy. I will whip up a series of Tom Brady roast jokes in hopes maybe that I can put them out there into the webosphere and be considered or ridiculed and mocked endlessly for them. I will submit them for your approval. We'll do them one day on the pod, and then we'll see what you think. All right?
Okay. Now, Shime, I believe you have a little interactive correspondence you'd like to
do? Yeah, so I got some emails, some Twitter comments for you guys. We can get some thoughts and ideas out
Andy,
there.
Sing the viewer mail theme song.
They hate Shime. They hate Shime. They hate Shime.
And now it's mail time.
Wait, can I read one real quick?
Please.
This was in response to Fitzy saying on Twitter, recording another action-packed Six Rings with Jumbo Heart and Shime Time. Love your questions, mailbag, blah, 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 blah. First response I saw was, can you do it without Shime?
No, you can't. I'm sorry. If I wasn't here, this whole production doesn't go through.
And did you see what that's a tremendous point, first and foremost. But secondary to that, my response was, this is the kind of barroom, no holds barred community we want. Love and hate coexisting in one podcast. Like, I can make fun of Fitzy. Like, earlier, when Fitzy said they love the tools that Josh Uche brings to the defense, I was thinking, well, if they love tools, then Fitzy should start at linebacker for the Patriots.
But
it's so funny. I forgot to laugh.
I don't know why we need to offend some Russians.
Well, first email for you guys is an email. You can email us at sixringspod@gmail.com. Same as all of our tags. Makes it nice and easy. So this is from Rob. Rob is emailing in from the United Kingdom, by the
UK.
Way.
All right.
Just a quick aside. Yep. We're big in the United Kingdom. I know that from the Patriots have a massive following, UK Pats fans, that whole thing. And if the podcasts are making their way over there, that's good for us because there are a very lot of loyal, passionate, but also sneaky, sort of edgy Patriots fans over in the UK.
It's that foot, like that soccer football edge that
hooligans.
I love.
And I'll tell you, for shout out to Warren Ladd, my guy who helps run the UK Patriots fan club. They are awesome, Shime. You got to come to a game this fall and hang out. The after tailgate with those guys is a rip. Best time I've ever had watching a Patriots game, non-playoff or Super Bowl edition, when I saw them play the Rams in 2012 at Wembley, hanging with the UK Patriots
fans.
That's
awesome.
I would nonstop love to go to Wembley. It's nonstop chants and cheers and the songs and creativity. Oh, and 300 ounces of Carlsberg during the game.
That helps. So Rob says, any idea why N'Keal Harry wasn't trained up to be a tight end when it was obvious his receiver days were never going to be fruitful? He has pretty good blocking skills and relatively safe hands in sort of positions that tight ends find themselves. We wouldn't have had to draft Dalton Keene, so could have gotten another player and wouldn't need to have signed Jonnu Smith, so that would have also saved money or allowed the Patriots to trade for another player. And now just getting rid of him without getting anything at all seems pretty fruitless. Thanks, Rob.
Well, I'm always a little hesitant, and I'm also very praiseful of guys that do play multiple positions. I think it's really hard at the most elite level to just say, oh, you're no longer this, which you've been training for your entire life since you were a little kid. We're going to make you this. And so I know he's a big receiver, but he's a really small tight end. So you're talking about having to bulk up. No longer is he blocking safeties, defensive backs, cornerbacks. Now you're saying, I actually need you to block Aaron Donald or J.J. Watt on the end line of the scrimmage, Matt Judon. Like, you're blocking different types of players. I don't think he'd be a very good tight end. B, he still won't have the hands. So, I mean, now you're saying he's going to go flat out to just being a pure blocking tight end. Usually pure blocking tight ends are like ex-tackles that weigh 270 pounds.
Like Rod Rutledge is the dream at that position.
Right. So I just don't think, and by the way, they haven't yet given up on him for nothing. There's still a chance that somebody gets desperate enough to give you a seventh round pick or something. I could
maybe, you know, like Mike Gesicki is 6'6", 245. You know, Irv Smith Jr., who's finally going to get his shot this year in Minnesota, he's no behemoth as well. I mean, he's a very large human being. I wondered the same thing as well, Rob Scheim. I thought maybe they would have given him a shot there, maybe bulk up, put on a few, because the idea of him being an oversized Anquan Boldin, winning at the point of attack and being a 50-50 ball and possession specialist just never came to be. I'd give it a flyer, but what do I know? And by the way, that email once again came from not just Rob, Robert Edwards, and no, not the former running back who tore up his knee in the sand back in 1998. All right, Scheim, mail call, next one.
This one is from Maketa. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Today, Junior.
You know, the name is Maketa.
Honestly, really. Trust me.
It's really thank you to them for actually putting like the pronunciation in parentheses. I appreciate that.
If you guys could only see the smile on Andy's face as he just annoys Scheim and interrupts the podcast. Go ahead.
Maketa says, longtime Canadian Pats fan here, also popular in Canada, clearly. Originally from the East Coast, but living on the West Coast for the past few years. So I'm missing those early football games and guaranteed get Patriots games, but appreciating some of the earlier start times. Now, thoughts on the schedule. Tough start to the season. Dolphins, Steelers, Ravens, Packers, and a scrappy and likely improved Lions team. No gimme games in there. I'm ever the optimist, so I'm hoping for 4-1 during that stretch, but a cautious 3-2. I like us in a tight game against the Browns, a good game against the Bears, hoping the Jets hype dies in all caps quickly, despite the well-rounded thoughts on their improvements on the podcast. Take the Pats on both Jets game, win against the Colts, Vikings, Cardinals, and Raiders, split with the Bills, fingers crossed, tough game against the Bengals that I hope we can pull out, think we can go for the sweep against Miami as well. I've got us at an optimistic 13-4 or 12-5 on snap takes without overanalyzing every detail. Always ride with my guys. I've got us making the playoffs anywhere from the 3 seed to the 7. Hope you guys are doing great. Can't wait to hear the reactions. Go Pats.
If I may quote from one of everyone's favorite movies, the great rom-com When Harry Met Sally, I'll have what she's having.
Well, actually,
I think we can all use a little bit of that optimism in life.
I think she should have what you're having. I think you should be fired and she should take over the Six Ring podcast as the super fan. Cause that was the loyalty and passion we're looking for in that role.
To be fair, also don't know if it's a he or she. Don't want to clarify that. I just know that the name is Maketa. I don't know. It could be either. So there you go. Just
how do you spell Maketa?
M-Y-K-Y-T-A.
Maketa.
Maketa.
Maketa. Good.
I appreciate 13-4.
I appreciate
that
the loyalty.
Optimistic as hell.
I think
Maketa
10-7
and I
over
would,
here.
I think Maketa and I would balance each other out very, very well. Exactly. I said 6-11. They're going 13-4, 12-5 here. So shout out to them.
Andy is in the middle at 8-9. This is objectivity, and Fitzy is a torn man who doesn't know what he's supposed to think.
I said 10-7, but we'll see how things shake out. 13-4. Wouldn't we all love a little bit more? All right, Sean, we got time for one more. I think actually
one for you from William Berry on Twitter. Any plans to buy an XFL or USFL team to be the minor league team for roster spots 54 through 90 and train coaches in the quote Patriot way, however that's defined? 5 or 6 home games in spring, especially if the Revs move to Providence?
I would effing love that. As you know, I'm a fan of the upstart and developmental leagues. I thought XFL 2.0 was very entertaining. And now that they've signed a deal, Andy, to sort of cooperate and be kind of a training ground for the NFL in this XFL 3.0, as they'll be owned or co-owned by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I think there's a chance maybe you could almost see XFL teams as developmental and or taxi squads or something like that for NFL teams. And if nothing else, at least you'll see them try some rules out or figure things out on the fly. Or at least that's what we were to glean from that announcement a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah. There's a relationship working already. Hard to bet against The Rock. Mm-hmm. Their commitments from the Mickey Mouse world of ABC and ESPN is huge. They signed a 4-year deal, which I think is a little presumptuous on their part, but I appreciate it. Like, thinking you're going to be around as one of these spring leagues in 4 years is phenomenal. And this idea, this business model that William Berry kind of brings up here of now buying in ownership, having your own team where Bill Belichick can send. So, you know, maybe we can develop coaches in the XFL instead of on Sundays in the NFL in the fall, like they're looking like they're going to do this year. Yeah. I love everything about that. The one thing I will question, and I've always questioned it, playing football year round is difficult. And I know we're talking about very few people, but sending a guy to the XFL to play April, May into June, and then saying, oh, by the way, training camp starts in a month and you were really good, so we want you here in training camp, now rolling into a season, playing a full year of NFL football, that is incredibly taxing on the human. I actually heard high school kids, you know how during the pandemic, there was a lot of spring season football and then they played again in the fall. Heard high school kids saying, like, at the age of 17 and 18, their bodies were having a hard time in the turnaround from spring to fall. So that would be my one. And I know they used to have NFL Europe and World League and they did it, and it led to some players and things of that nature. But I love the idea. I love the attempt. And I think it would be a great way to get more people staying in the game of football.
Maybe for rules, procedures, coaching more so than it would be potentially for players. And of course, I've trotted it out there before. We talked about it on a Sunday show on WEEI. So, you know, millions of people heard it. I always thought the XFL 3.0 should be used for relegation because some teams just don't belong in the NFL. Jacksonville, you know what you did. Our eyes are on you. All right, that'll do for another exciting edition of Six Rings and Football Things. Thank you all for listening very much. Shime is happy. Andy is flipping you off and giving you guys very strange Three Stooges faces on the way out the door. And I'm grateful for the time. Thank you guys for letting us into your heads and hearts. We appreciate the listen. Rate, subscribe, share. Let us know what you guys are thinking at Six Rings Pod. And of course, SixRingsPod@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with a couple brand new podcasts. Until then, good job by you, Shime. Good job by you, Andy. He's at Shime Time. He's at Jumbo Heart. I'm at Fitzy GFY. Thanks for listening. Good luck. God bless. Drink up. And as always, go Pats.
Bye.
Bye.
Not doing it.